passed an ordinance in the town. They said we'd have to tear it down. That little old shack out back's so dear to me. Though the health department said its day was over and dead, it will stand forever in my memory.
You're listening to the Jack Shack Podcast.
Oh, man. It was good. It was going great. And then it just, at the end, it just...
It died.
It dived off.
Well, I was out.
It was beginning good.
I got a slight headache. I was out in the sun because every year my boy Taco Underground, he does Lengua in the park, always March 14th. So we were out there all day eating fucking Lengua and carnitas. It was fucking hot and muggy. So
no. Let's start this over. I want you to go back outside, come back in. First of all, it's only March. It can't be that fucking bad.
No, yeah.
Second of all, you're at the park eating tacos from Tacos Underground. How bad could it be?
That was all good, but I was sweating, dude. It was fucking drinking like, water.
How hot was it there?
It was muggy. It was in the 80s. Let's see.
You know what? I'm in Southern California. Don't bitch to me about your perfect weather.
It's 83 right now. Yeah, it's March, dude. Colorado's getting dumped on with snow right now, and I'm in 83 fucking weather. Fuck that. It was muggy, though. It was humid.
If you hear some wind chimes constantly, there's nothing I can do. We're having a wind storm right now.
So oh, my goodness.
I can't block it out. What do you want me to do?
Wind chimes.
Yeah.
You're going to like what I'm drinking here.
Let me hear.
I don't know, maybe 8 months ago, maybe a year ago, I started this thing. It's called an Infinity Bottle. And it's just a bottle I fill up like when I'm almost done with bourbon, like the last shot or two, I pour it into this bottle. And it's all different kinds of bourbons. I think I may have thrown some rum in there.
And oh, dear.
It's infinity, so you're constantly keeping it full. And it's constantly changing. It's a profile. So this is the first pour I've had out of it.
How is it?
It's not bad. It's dry. So, okay.
I've never heard of dry, like, wrist. Well, I guess when you combine everything, it would, right?
You know, like wine that's dry?
Yeah, it dries your tongue out.
Yeah, that's this. So I've had bourbon that is a little dry. It's not bad. It has a lot of leather flavor on it. And a little oaky, and that's actually not that bad. I threw a nice cube in there so I don't hurt myself. But cheers, my friend.
You're a fancy fucking little slut today.
Yeah.
Hanging out in the park, getting fucking tacos.
And I'm drinking water, too.
Hydrating, getting, we call it suicide fucking whiskey.
Yeah, if you don't have, look, Google Infinity Bottle or Infinity Bourbon Bottle or whatever, our listeners out there. Yeah, so all right. It sucks because if you get to a shot or a flavor that you like, you're never going to be able to. Some people will like write down what they put in it and shit. I don't do that. I'm just whatever. I'm almost at the end of a bottle. I pour it in there. Bucket.
You're a filthy little animal.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you drinking, sir?
Brother, I am drinking Kahlua and coffee out of my Sua Sponte mug. Do you know why I'm drinking this mug right now, brother?
I have a feeling that our first bat...
Not because my balls itch.
Our first bat just celebrated 50 years?
That is correct. Yes.
I wish I've seen pictures. Everyone went back to Savannah, Georgia and shit. And yeah, I wish I got to go.
First Ranger Battalion was activated, formed, whatever you want to call it.
1974.
It's the 50-year anniversary.
Just a few weeks before I was born.
Well, yeah, you're getting old, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a few guys from 3rd Platoon post a couple pictures. Kind of older guys here and there, but overall, I thought I'd get more. I guess though, I'm kind of out of the loop, I'll be honest. So maybe there is a lot of fucking people there. I don't know.
There were quite a few. There were.
Was there?
Yeah.
A lot of people you knew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have loved to gone back if I would have gone back. If I didn't have so much shit going on, now probably would have only gone back if you went. I just couldn't swing it, man. I got too much on my plate right now, brother.
Well, that, and it was this close to fucking Taco Weekend, and I told my wife, I was like, dude, I don't know if I could do both. And I was like, I'm going to do Taco Weekend. I'd rather do Taco Weekend. So
yeah, that's me too. Yeah, Taco Weekend. I got Europe coming up in August. Plus everything else, new job. It's just too much, dude.
We'll have to try to hit the 60th or the 55th.
Well, hopefully we'll be around for the 75th, so we could go that one. That one will be fucking well. How about
25 years from now, I'll be 75.
I think we could roll our old asses in there 25 years from
now. Fuck yeah!
Hopefully we'll make it, dude.
Yeah, there's an old fuck. Some of the original guys that were there when they fucking opened were there. You know, one of the guys, Richard, he was there.
Yeah, he rolled his old ass.
Those guys are old fucks.
They are old fucks.
Yeah.
Brother, I'm still training. Start today. Jesus Christ. I'm having a tongue twister again. This week was my second week actually doing on-the-job inspections training. Fucking dude got mowed down in the street, brother. Car fucking hit him. We pulled up with a police officer. Just so happens we were driving down the street with the police officer was next to us. We saw this commotion in front of us. We're like, what the fuck's going on there? Dude's just fucking.
So you were there when it was fresh.
Probably got there within like 15 seconds to 30 seconds.
The last heartbeat and shit.
So apparently, man, the guy who hit him was on his, he had four DUIs, didn't have a fucking license, and he was fucking under the influence when he fucking took this dude out, man.
Yeah, pedestrian. Those people like that, they need to be in fucking jail.
How crazy is that?
Hopefully he'll be in fucking prison for a long, long fucking time now.
Dude, yeah. Well, then he fled the scene.
Of course he did.
He led them on a little chase, so that's going to add to it. But yeah, it's I was reading the story a little bit after, we got back to the station. I was like, what happened? So you think it was a transient. Yeah, I'm sure he was on drugs, probably wandering. He was in the street, wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. But, nobody deserves to die like that. But, dude, that car fucking hit him hard. I saw pictures of the car. Good Lord, man. So that was my second week. I was like, Jesus, dude.
What
the
fuck's going on? What am I getting into?
You know what, though? Kind of weird off top, and we'll get to our topics too. But the point I wanted to bring this up, dude, I went to EMT in the military and lost it. Never used it. It's done. And I've always wondered, like, man, maybe I should do that again just to kind of, you got grandkids, you got kids. It's just something you should know. And now I think I'm honestly going to fucking take EMT again. Dude, just when I'm out there, man, if some shit happens, I have my kid. I think I can fucking, at least if the person can be helped, I can help until fucking help arrives,
Yeah.
But it sucks to be like, I don't got nothing. There's nothing I can. This dude was done. I mean, there's nothing you could do for him. But yeah, it would suck in a situation if you could help him and you didn't have the skills and the what is it, items or
equipment.
Stuff necessary to help him, I guess. Equipment to help him. So I think I'm going to take EMT later on this year.
All right. Look at you, man. Going back to school.
I fucking dragged in school anyways. I got more inspector classes coming up.
Fucking fancy pants. I know. Hey, when you were going, when you were in high school and shit, I'm sure you hated school just like me.
I was a shit for brains.
Yes. So did you think, man, when I'm in my 40s, I'm going to be going to a lot of fucking schools?
No. No, dude. No. I went from hating school. The schools hated me to now I fucking back in school. I love school. I'm the fucking teacher's pet.
Oh, you pussy.
Yeah.
You know what's next, man?
I'm the one kissing ass.
You go to school. Next thing you know, you have a cock in your mouth. That's, I
mean, well, hopefully that does. It hasn't happened so far, and I'm hoping that doesn't happen, dude.
You hope?
Oh, yeah. I hope that doesn't happen, dude.
You're hoping you don't wake up with a cock in your mouth? I mean,
yes. I really hope that doesn't
happen. You know me too. You know me too. But if I wake, if I'm waking up with a cock in my mouth, I'm sure I got roofied, yeah. And I probably won't remember it. So,
I mean, I feel like that's just a fucking. A life goal in general doesn't even have to be at school. You don't ever want to wake up with a cock in your mouth if you're a dude, a straight dude.
Well, yeah, a straight dude.
You know, yeah, sure. If you're gay or a chick, I mean,
it might be nice.
Dudes like us, you don't want to wake up with a fucking dudes.
Man. Oh, we're getting closer, my friend. What is it? Like 2 weeks? What is it, the 14th? I fly out in 2 weeks.
I know.
March 28th.
It's going to be fun, dude.
Our boy's going to be out there.
He is.
The three amigos back together.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We better not get fucking drunk and get tattoos.
I don't know. Last time we were out there, you and your wife, we were going to get a fucking tattoo.
You guys made it all gay, dude.
Oh.
You guys, I was down. I'll always, if it's cool, I'm always probably going to be down for it. But you guys immediately gay-defied it, dude, if that's a word. You guys made it super gay. You're like, let's get a heart. And I'm like, what?
I don't know, man. We're going to be on the beach, a beach house in Newport.
Dude, let's get a tattoo of a fucking Pastor Trumbo fucking spigot, dude.
A what?
You know how they cook the pastor on the big round
yeah.
With the pineapple on top?
There's only one. There is only one place you could get that kind of tattoo.
That's
one
Mexico.
Fucking place. No, on your body. One fucking place on your body.
Going lower back.
The fucking ass cheek, dude. The fucking ass cheek.
Okay.
You got a little fucking good. Pastor.
I mean, they kind of look like two fluffy tacos. Okay. I like that.
Yeah, but it'd have to be done really good, because if not, it'll just look like a fucking blob.
Just a triangle with fucking...
Yeah. Throw like some fucking yellow shit that's supposed to be pineapple up top.
Yeah, dude. It just looks like a fucking fat carrot, dude.
Exactly. Like a melted fucking... what's that purple? Ah, fuck. What's the purple kids thing? Purple guy?
Oh,
you in. What's that? Not Grimace. Grimace. Not Grimace. The fucking. Fuck, keep talking about.
The purple kids thing? I only like know Grimace. Did you ever?
Like the dragon guy or the dinosaur?
I don't know, brother. Did you try the Grimace shake when it came out, though?
Not lately, no.
They McDonald's last year came out with a Grimace shake, and everybody was doing
Barney
TikToks about it, dude.
Barney.
Oh, Barney.
Yeah.
Wait, is that purple or red? I am colorblind.
It is purple, I think.
Wait, hold on. What color?
Yeah, it's purple.
Barney. Oh, yeah, he's purple, dude.
You and me. Me and you.
Clearly your kids watch Barney.
They don't. Not anymore. It's been a long time. I got teenagers, so you might have what grandkids that watch that shit.
Oh no, dude. They're I took them to some it's like laser tag but with Nerf guns. Dude, I got hit in the fucking mouth a couple times. I was getting kind of pissed.
Did you destroy some kids?
No. You try to like. Well, the fucking Nerf guns, half of them were broken. I couldn't find a good one. And these kids are just running everywhere and they're fucking shooting you. Next thing you go, boom, dude, got hit in the upper lip. I'm like, man, that kind of fucking hurt. Come here, you little fucking asshole. Kick that little fucker.
Oh, when my kids were younger, we'd do laser tag and I'd go in there and just destroy those fucking little ass kids. I'd followed this one kid around and just kept shooting him. Because when you get shot, you can't shoot until he cried. I was like, fuck that little guy. I just kept fucking, I kept scoring my points and I kept shooting him in the fucking back and he wasn't shooting and he started crying to his mommy and I fucking just started laughing.
That's like that Billy prick. Madison dude where Norm McDonald just keeps hosing the kid down. Yeah. Like,
I was like, fucking prick.
Little assholes. sorry for what the fuck we were talking about, dude. You have to bring me back on track.
I don't know. We're just fucking winging it. Oh, our boy. Okay. Our boy's coming out. We're going to – he says he doesn't drink anymore.
He'll be drinking. So, I mean, you don't have to get, like, fucked up, dude, but he's going to have a couple to – it's your 50th, dude.
Yeah.
Like, we, come on.
Peer pressure that shit. At least it's not like we get super crazy anyways. So.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Next thing you know, we're fucking streaking the damn beach because we're drunk.
Get off my beach community, Lebowski.
So if you're listening to this and you live near Newport, like March 29th through the 30th, is it? No, through the 31st we on Easter.
No, I think
you the 30th. It's Friday and Saturday. So I think, no.
No, you
Friday night, all day Saturday. Yeah, we check out Sunday morning. So
you come in the 28th.
Yeah, I come in the 28th, but we're going to be on Newport Beach. What is that, Balboa Beach or whatever, for two Friday and Saturday.
It's Newport.
Until we're Sunday morning. Balboa. So, you know, if you've seen us on TikTok and you recognize us, come up and say hi.
Hopefully it's friendly.
Yeah, I don't know why it wouldn't. We're sweethearts.
We save the world. We solve world's problems.
Yes, we do.
Speaking of world's problems, you want to bring it as this first world problem?
What do you want to talk about today? Well, this one happened last week. We're going to do it last week, but your topics. So this is all like topic one and two, because I switched up topic two about an hour ago.
I like it.
But it's all kind of in the same genre of the government trying to, if you have a conspiracy theory brain or whatnot, the government's trying to, well, they're always trying to track us or whatever, but they're trying to, you know, push our Amendment 1 down, our free speech and whatnot. Like when Facebook, on Super Tuesday, Facebook and Instagram and shit got hacked or whatever it happened and it got shut down for a hour or two. People were freaking out about that. Was it a glitch? Did somebody get hacked? Did they hack into it and shut it down? Did they shut it down because it was Super Tuesday and they're trying to, you know, control us?
I think it got hacked. I think it was a week or so before that or 2 weeks ago. Was it Verizon got hacked and like their whole system went down also?
There's all kinds of companies getting hacked. There was a big health company that got hacked that people are afraid they got all their information shit stolen. And
yeah,
there's some crazy shit going on. That's why when people say, hey, we need AI and all these smart cards and all this other bullshit. And like people don't want to use cash anymore. Let me just use my card. And that, fuck that, dude. That shit could get hacked and the government could control some of that shit. You don't want the government knowing what you're, if I give you $20.
Yeah.
You don't want the fucking government knowing that shit. Fuck that.
We don't want fucking AI drivers, dude. That's the last thing we fucking get in our cars and rely on some computer system.
Well, although that
the scary thing is actually planes already do that. So
that dude that you rolled up on that got ran over, he probably was hoping the driver was AI.
I don't even, dude, that guy probably didn't even know what the fuck hit him, man.
Hopefully he went quick.
I think it was pretty quick, yeah.
But then, it's just like Congress voted to ban TikTok. People are jumping up in arms. Are they going to ban TikTok or are they going to force the Chinese company to sell it? And what I've done, I don't even think the Chinese own it. It's a guy from Singapore that's the CEO, but who knows? But I think a lot of this shit, because basically I get all my news off of TikTok. So
makes sense.
I think a lot of this, I think it is a lot of this shit is the government trying to fucking control us.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, listeners and world out there.
All right, here, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to drink my water. You fucking preach to him, Rich.
I'm going to preach to you real quick.
Preach to him. Send it.
Big Daddy's going to do a little preaching. First of all, Congress wants to ban TikTok because they feel that it's a way for China to spy on us. I got fucking news for all of you. We've already been fucking breached. They're already here. It's already fucking happening. China has already infiltrated the United States. Just, it is what it is at this point, dude. I turned on TV yesterday. There was a commercial dead out in China in fucking Chinese. And I'm like, fuck, it went from Spanish, which I don't know how it did that, to Chinese. Fine. But let me tell you another thing, dude. You know what makes me sick out of this whole thing? Is people say that we're living in a free society. We are one step closer to living in a fucking liberal communist society, dude. We are there. We're fucking on the doorstep, dude. And people are going to vote for fucking Biden because they love this shit, dude. This style of fucking liberalism, this fucking communism that they want in the United States is cancer to our society. Go fucking live in China. Go live in North Korea, how communists really fucking live. And then you'll be begging to come back to the United States where you supposedly say it's free, which we're one step closer to living in a fucking communist society, dude.
Speaking of that, what did your fucking governor, what did he pull off? Or he's trying to pull off some crazy shit again?
He's a fucking idiot, dude. He's that fucking donkey shit is always fucking doing something, donkey dude. I don't even know how people fucking vote for that sack of shit. But they do. They're fucking supposedly going to recall him again, but they'll fucking, the shit for brains will gather together and say life is so much better with Gavin Newsom because he's like Biden and Pelosi, all them, and we just need people like this. Well, when you need people like this, this is what you fucking get, dude. A near dystopian fucking future.
Now, if we're on to politics.
That's kind of what we were on anyways, dude.
Did you?
Congress and TikTok.
Did you see the list that old RFK Jr. shot out there of possible VP?
I did. Well, one thing that I really like is Tulsi Gabbard's still on the table.
For sure. I like
her. And I'll be honest, dude. This fucking Aaron Rodgers, I mean, look, if he could fucking lead a football team, dude, he's probably going to do better than most fucking politicians. I trust him more than fucking 90% of the politicians in Washington.
Yeah.
So.
What about the governor? Not the governor, but Minnesota's old governor, old Jesse. Oh,
when I moved to Baja, you mean that guy?
No, Jesse. What
Jesse
was it?
Ventura.
Yeah.
I don't even live in the United States. I live in Baja with the SEALs. Yes. You know what, dude? I'm a huge old school WWF fan.
Oh, yeah.
I like Jesse Ventura, but I don't want to see him as our fucking VP. Although, I take him over fucking a Gavin Newsom, a fucking Biden, a Pelosi. All them shit for brains. I take him at least fucking, you know, at least I think I could trust him and he likes America.
Let's see. I'm trying to pull up the list of all of them. There was quite a few.
He does. He has. So Aaron Rodgers, Tulsi Gabbard, Jesse Ventura. Those are the three I saw.
Those were the three big ones, I think.
But I don't think he would pick Jesse Ventura, though.
I don't think he's going to pick Aaron Rodgers. He's still fucking playing football.
Yeah. Well, is he, though? I know he was hurt. Is he going to be back?
Yeah, he'll be back. He was. He'll start next year.
I mean, what does a VP do, anyways, dude? He probably could go play football and still be the VP.
Yeah, actually, he probably could. How awesome would that be, dude? On Sundays, your VP's out there fucking getting crushed.
Fuck yeah, dude!
The fucking Secret Service is on the sidelines. Like, what the? And then in the middle of the game, what if something happened to the president? In the middle of the game, they take your starting quarterback out because he has to go fucking run the country. The fuck, dude? We're winning here.
Or fucking take him to shelter and you know something's about to happen, dude. What was that movie, dude, with Morgan Freeman dude where they fucking rush him out of there, the stadium. Damn it, dude. I forgot the – with Matt Damon. Fuck it. God damn it. Now I lost my train of thought. Anyways, the list.
Let's see here. I can't find it. I'm kind of hoping for Tulsa. There's some people that don't like her, but
I would. If Trump was smart, dude, Trump should go get Tulsi Gabbard and put her as the VP. If Trump picked Tulsi as his VP, I think honestly that's a for sure win.
Would she accept that though?
I think she would. I think she's so fed up with the fucking communist liberals, the people
who actually destroy our country. Like the far right either. So,
well, she's on Fox News all the time, dude.
Do you want to associate yourself with Trump?
I personally wouldn't, but here's the thing. I think if she did that, it would probably secure her for being the first female president. I think she would be our next president if that happened, which actually, even if RFK picked her, I think RFK could win and she would still be the future president.
Sadly, I don't think RFK is going to win, but I hope he makes a big enough splash to where in 4 years there's more of a legit, all right, third party fucking running.
I think he's going to make a splash. I do agree with you there.
But I hope he makes a big enough splash to be people are like, oh, shit, there could be a third party. No shit.
You don't think if he picked Tulsi as his running mate, he actually has a chance to win?
He might. I don't know. I think, honestly,
even if he picked Aaron Rodgers, he would, dude.
Well, yeah.
I'm talking shit on the liberal communist. I don't really have anything positive to say about Trump. Aside that,
he's comical.
He is comedy, but I don't think he actually hates America. But he's just such a fucking snob, dude. I can't stand that, dude. I don't know, dude. But if it was between the two, Biden and Trump, that's a no-brainer for me. I'm picking for Trump, dude. But I'm not going to sit here and say that I like Trump.
I'll do a write-in. Homie the Clown.
What?
I'd write in Homie the Clown. What? Remember him?
Homie, don't play that. Remember you hit the fucking kids with a sock, dude?
Yeah.
But it would be smart of Trump at this point to pick Tulsi Gabbard. It would be extremely smart for RFK, and I think it would help his cause if he picked Tulsi Gabbard. I think those two, it's going to help him out tremendously. And I think if she becomes VP, I like her. I think she's good. And again, I don't agree always 100% with everybody. That's normal. I don't agree 100% with her, but I agree with a lot of shit she says. Yeah. I think she could be the first female president, and I think she'd be a great one.
I think she would. I don't think if Trump asked her, I don't think she would do it.
I don't know. I don't know. I know they've been talking about it. People been leaning. It's been rumored. So I don't know. I know she is absolutely against the fucking liberal communists right now. Or she's like, fuck these people. They're communists.
Well, she's against the fucking war machine, too. So that's on the right, too. So that's why I like her. Mostly she's like, why are we going to these fucking senseless wars? We're sending our boys and girls and ladies into these fucking senseless wars. There's no and she served. So she knows what the fuck she's talking about.
And she's right, dude. I mean, she's more into this.
And she's good looking.
She's very attractive. She's a very attractive, smart woman.
Better than
and her. She is absolutely right. Why the fuck are we getting involved in these senseless fucking wars? Yeah. It means nothing to us, this Ukraine.
We're going to have Ukraine. We got the fucking Israel and Gaza. We're like on both sides. We're sending money to both sides.
We have no business. Everybody's blaming the U.S. We have nothing to do with that, dude.
We're sending money to both sides. It makes no fucking sense.
Dude. fucking ridiculous. Yeah. No, we didn't tell fucking Hamas to fucking invade Israel. They fucked up. And by the way, have you ever seen that video that first day when they invaded Israel? Have you seen the video of that?
I've seen some of the shit they were doing, yeah.
Dude, that's kind of like their 9/11, bro. There were civilians dead.
They're making everywhere. It look like that. The fucking, what the head Jew, Netanyahu, was having a lot of pushback until that happened.
If you go to the Israeli Defense Force has a YouTube page, and they have videos from that first day Hamas attacked them. Dude, there's women, children, men, old people. There's everywhere dead in the city, around the city, streets, sidewalks, houses. People been burned. They fucked them up. So you can't blame Israel for fucking retaliating. However, Israel's doing the same thing, killing innocent people now. It's just not our fault. Like, why are we even fucking involved in that, dude?
And why are we giving money to both sides? If we're going to do one side, pick one fucking side. That's fine.
Why are we giving money to any of them?
Exactly.
Do you know we're about $1 trillion in fucking debt, this country?
I think we're more than a trill.
When a country fails, they say Rome doesn't just fall from the outside. It falls from the inside. And that means its fucking financial systems start fucking failing.
They start fucking with gender. Like, what are women? What are dudes? Yeah, we're on the backside of our fucking society.
Strange times, brother. I'm just glad we can still have taco weekends.
Yeah, if they take that from us, somebody's got to pay. You don't take away the taco weekend.
I know it's going to be really shitty of me to say, but if you think back of all the past wars that U.S., I don't want to just say soldiers because Marines don't like to be called soldiers. Marines, sailors, soldiers, airmen, whatever they are. All the past wars, Americans who gave their lives, if they could see to the future what things were going to be like, they're probably like, holy shit, that looks like that sucks, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Things are fucked up right now.
Yeah, but they're always fucked up. So we're just going to keep talking shit about it and not do anything about it.
Something has to happen, dude. You got to get out there and vote. You got to make the right decisions. What's best for America, not fucking some political agenda. And speaking of political agendas, brother, did you see the fucking that other fucking donkey sack of shit, fucking Jimmy Kimmel?
I don't watch him. He's a shithead. He sold his soul. Guy. Yeah. Yeah. He's a shithead.
He turned the fucking Oscar. I didn't watch it. I saw clips of it. He's turned that motherfucker into some political fucking playground for the fucking extreme leftist, dude. It's fucking disgusting, dude.
Nah, I don't even watch that shit. Have you noticed there's very rarely is there a good movie coming out of Hollywood anymore? Like, I've yet to see since the last movie I saw in the theater was the second Top Gun. I was like, all right, I got to see that in the theater.
That one was pretty good.
You got to see that in the theater. But most of the time, there's most movies. I'm like, I'll just wait. I'll fucking stream it when it comes out because that ain't worth fucking going to the theater.
I watched Napoleon. Wasn't that good?
It's fucking. And then they're just doing. They're not even coming up with new ideas. It's like fucking Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the fourth, and stupid shit. Come on, come up with a new fucking idea.
Probably got fucking boys blowing each other for fucking bubblegum, dude.
And the fucking comedies. You can't have a good comedy now because somebody might get fucking offended.
Yeah, it's these are strange times, brother. I'm telling you, like, we need to get this country back on track, brother. People did not give their lives for this horse shit. We got to get it back on track. And
sadly, most of the wars we've been in that people gave their lives, we probably shouldn't have even fucking been there.
That's another thing. You're right about that, dude. Sucks. I mean, that's a whole nother fucking story, dude. And it won't make it any fucking better if we start sending them to fucking to fight. Who knows what side we'd pick with fucking Israel and Palestine's.
Yeah.
Don't fucking And then we're about to get into a North Korea. Dude, just stop.
No, that North Korea guy, he fucking pops his head up every once in a while. Fuck that guy.
He does, but he's getting a little ballsy. And I think he's doing it because Biden's such a shit for shiver brains.
Yeah.
You need, yeah. And we should not be in Ukraine, brother.
No. No. We shouldn't be giving them, we shouldn't be giving them money. We shouldn't be doing any of that shit.
That's just our opinion.
And our opinion counts.
That's funny.
That was, if that doesn't come on the recording, that was somebody laughing saying, ha ha ha, that's funny.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah.
So. Do you listen to, when I post the podcast, do you listen to them?
No, I'll listen to a little bit here and there, but when we first started, when I was editing it and shit, I would listen because that at those times I would get so drunk I didn't know what the fuck I said. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
I was drinking. I would get drunk that I when I heard it, I was like, oh shit, I said that.
Yeah, there's times I try to make notes now when I think I got to go edit something out, which isn't a lot lately. Actually, maybe there's been one or two times. Actually, I probably should edit out that I'm actually. Never mind.
You're about to say it, so you'd have to edit again.
No. I don't think I said anything where I would have to edit. Maybe I will. I don't know. I'll see when I – anyways, so when I am editing it, I listen to a little thing. But there's occasionally, dude, I'll play it like on Spotify.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know of any of your friends or anyone that you work with or whatever listen?
No.
My mom said she listened to one episode. I'm like, don't do that, Ma. Don't do that. I was like, I don't think – you know. And she goes, yeah, I didn't listen to the whole thing. I'm like, that's probably good, Ma.
You definitely – this isn't a podcast for moms.
And well, it could be, but I don't want my mom listening to my fucking dumb shit that comes out of my mouth.
It's true. Out of both our mouths.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I know we have listeners. We have a lot of listeners.
That's good.
It is good because that's what we're here for.
Get on TikTok and fucking interact with me.
While you can. You don't have much time left.
Yeah, they're taking it. Our platform, we have like 10 followers, man. 10 whole followers. Actually, I'm
on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm gonna see how many followers we got. I'm not on it a lot, so. But let me see how many followers. We don't have a whole lot. I know that.
Brother, so you know the wife talked to me the other day about the whole Overland. You know, I bought the FJ.
Wait. Shit.
What?
We got 25 followers, sir.
On TikTok?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Doesn't that make you feel better?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The wife talked to me the other night about overlanding. She, you know, that's why we bought the FJ, was eventually we want to start taking it out on trips. She's like, you know, it's about time we start getting the FJ ready to start doing these little overland trips. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. That's like music to my ears. Let's do this.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna probably sell my trailer because I haven't touched it in like 2 years and the wife doesn't want to sleep in it. So sad. I'm sad.
That actually might be pretty good to take up to where you're at. That'd be a cool place to go camping up there.
Yeah, especially, but there's bears. There's bears and shit up there. So,
I mean, it's true. But I mean, you lived in Colorado, dude. There's brown bears there.
Yeah, but I didn't have the camper when I lived up there. So,
it's true.
It's a soft side camper. So I'll probably sell it so I don't have to take it up there. But.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, amigo.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pumped that she wants to start camping again, dude.
That's good.
Call it camping. It's more like glamping.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, the point is to be comfortable while you do this.
Right? Out in the middle of nowhere. So you don't have to deal with people. That's what exactly. I like.
Exactly. You don't want to fucking be around this kind of shit.
I pack up and leave.
just it's time to go.
Yeah, I would.
I think they'd take you for a little bit. I think they'd take you for a ride. I think they'd want to study you for a bit.
You think?
Yeah, I think they're really curious what goes on in that mind.
I am too. Hopefully they'll tell me. What?
It's kind of like a free visit to the shrink. I'd be like, just telling it my problems.
That would be funny. Like, they just drop me back off. They drop you off. Like, nah, fuck you. Yeah, you're too much. You're too much.
I always tell my wife that. I go, dude, if you were to ever get abducted, they just turn right back around and drop you back off to me. They're like, this is too much. Like, how do you deal with it? Like, you're a good man. You're a good man, sir.
I apologize.
We're sorry for taking her, dude. Oh, brother.
What do you got? You said you had a couple.
That was it. I threw in the Jimmy Kimmel, that sack of fucking horse turd. We threw in the VP, possible VP, the 50th anniversary of Ranger Battalion. So I threw in mine, brother. What else you got? I want to hear from you. You, by the way, you are the show.
I know. You don't have to tell me. I guess we got time. Well, I was thinking about diets. I was thinking about maybe after Taco Weekend, trying that carnivore diet for about a month. Mm-hmm. See if I can shit myself.
is that your goal, to shit yourself?
Well, I've heard that like the first couple of weeks you're just explosive fucking shitting.
I already have explosive shits. I don't want to add to it. Maybe actually it'll be the reverse and it'll actually like thicken them up.
Yeah, maybe.
There's nothing worse than having honestly, that's why I don't have a bidet. I would go get a bidet today if sometimes I didn't have explosive ones. But I feel like if you're an explosive shitter, like you're gonna
clog that shit up. You're gonna clog that shit up.
It's gonna get really gross.
Oh, the other day the wife took me to Tom Segura at the AT&T Center where the Spurs. Right. Well, we had Indian food before.
Did you shit yourself?
I sharded a little, maybe.
Did you really?
Just a tinge.
I told you, dude. Why would you go eat Indian food before you go to a concert, dude?
Well, we go to this Indian restaurant. We're the only white people in the fucking place. Oh, so you know it's going to be good. You know it's going to be good.
In Texas, by the way.
And then we went to Tom Segura, who's fucking hilarious.
Well, maybe so. I want to hear about Tom, dude. But before we get into Tom's show, dude. So you actually shat yourself. A little shard, huh?
Have you ever, like, it was a fart. It wasn't like actual liquid came out and hit my underwear. But you know, you've had those liquid farts.
It was a misty dust.
A little. Yeah, a little. There was a little, it was a little moisty fart.
Misty. Okay.
Misty. Yeah. Yeah.
little dew as you walk out early morning.
Exactly. A little dew on the butt cheeks.
A little dew on the butt cheeks, dude. At any point, did you feel like you were about to take a stadium shit?
No. Oh, okay. When we were driving over there, though, I was like stuffed and I was burping. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be good, but I will take a stadium shit.
You're a filthy.
I'll hold it until I have to go home. But if I can't, then you know what's coming out. I'll take it because I'm not going to be in the fucking shitter for that long. It'll be like, pull it, shoot it out, fucking wipe. I'm done. I'm out.
Definitely can't sit on this. This is a no sit down on the seat kind of place.
I don't know. I have no problem. I'll sit on the fucking seat unless there's like shit on the seat. I'll fucking sit. I've sat on some seats that were a little wet. And I'm like, I'm probably just sitting in somebody's pee right now, but I don't care.
Oh,
I am too old to be squatting.
No, dude, all you got to do is just hang off the fucking coat rack, dude.
Until it breaks.
It breaks and you fall in it. You got two hands on the fucking stall door.
Yeah.
Come on. So how was the show? How did he do?
Oh, it was fucking hilarious. He's funny, dude. I can't imagine walking up on a stadium stage like that and just start telling stories and making people laugh. It's incredible.
Dude, Tom Segura is fucking hilarious, man.
Yeah, he was.
He has some of the best specials on Netflix, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because my wife knew him but didn't know a whole lot. So he's talking crap about his wife. He's talking shit about his wife. And I turn over and go, hey, Tom's wife is a comedian too, and she talks a lot of shit about him on stage. And she's like, oh, I had to, you know, fill it in a little bit because his wife's pretty funny too. So I was like, they talk shit against each other, don't.
I listened to their podcast, the one they do together, Your Mama's House or something.
Yeah.
She's funny on there. I've never heard her comedy, though. I got to listen to it. I think she's funny on the podcast. So
She's funny.
Got to do myself a favor.
She's funny.
Tom's fucking great, dude.
But anyways, I was thinking about doing this carnivore diet maybe for a month and then kind of slowly bring in some vegetables and stuff. Add, you know, so mainly I'm addicted to fucking sugar.
Okay.
Like, well, I'm seriously
why don't you just eliminate sugar?
I'm seriously addicted to fucking some sugar.
You got a sweet tooth.
So, but why am I going to just eliminate sugar? That's no fun.
Old sweet Dick Willie.
I'm just, that's your name. Sweet, old sweet Dick. Sweet. I'm going to try to just eat meat for about a month and see how that treats my body.
Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think I could do that. Honestly, I think I get really just fucking grossed out by just, I got to have veggies. I love veggies. I got to have veggies in my diet, dude.
And I know, rice. But I'm not going to do it for, I'll do it for a month and see how I feel. And I'll probably slowly add some vegetables and whatnot. But yeah, so that's where I got this topic, man. Have you ever tried some fad diets or anything?
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You know, the hardest part about slowly incorporating veggies into your diet because you've been full carnivore is looking at yourself in the mirror and realizing you might like waking up with the dick and balls in your mouth.
I did not know where that was going for a second.
Pure carnivore.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I will keep you guys updated in case I wake up with some dick and balls in my mouth. Hopefully I'm awake. I wake up before that happens, or the wife wakes me up. Who knows?
You know what, dude? I've tried several diets because my wife has tried several diets. So therefore she puts me on several diets. And honestly, dude, what really works, man, is having a well-balanced meal, nutritious meals, low, keeping your calorie counts. But then you have to get fucking exercise.
Yeah.
And once you stop exercising, that's when the pounds start coming on, dude.
Exercise is a key, too. So I got to.
And sugar.
Yeah. Sadly, my kid loves sugar, too, and trying to kick it. Not completely. I like ice cream and shit, but not eat ice cream every fucking day. Maybe once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
So
after my last drinking episode in June, I went down two belt notches between that and October. I got injured in jiu-jitsu, I went back up a belt notch. So I ended up putting on a few more, but because I'm not moving, like I'm not exercising. You have to exercise.
Oh yeah,
and you have to eat right. I don't know, man. You just gotta find what works.
I had a drinking incident in Mexico City.
You know what though? I don't know if I'd really call that too bad of an incident. Like that was pretty normal. You just drank some shitty tequila. You got sick, but you didn't get silly, dude.
No, of course not. I usually don't get silly. I usually will throw up and I'm like, all right, I'm good. That's my body telling me, even when I was younger and I drank a lot. Once I threw up, that was basically my body telling me, all right, you're done. You're done, dude. I'm like, all right, I guess I'm done.
Well, you knew you were done. So you were still making smart decisions. You were like, because you told me, you go, dude, I'm done. You got to get me back to the hotel.
Like, oh, hey. Yeah. When we got out of that cab, too, and you guys are talking about pizza and shit like that, and I'm leaning on the bill and I'm just looking at you like, dude. I'm going back. I can't. I wish I got to see the face of that second Uber driver when you guys were dragging me into the car.
He's so pissed, dude.
As soon as we got out, he took off. Like, he's like, fuck these guys. tomorrow.
Yeah, he was he was not having a good night.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
My problem is, dude, when I drink like that, dude, my brain just completely shuts off and I just become a fucking stupid mother, like a fucking dumb son of a
bitch. No, you don't.
Yes.
I don't believe that. I have never seen that from you. I have never seen that from you.
Huh, boo-boos.
You fucking wanting to fight some dude in the Kid Rock's Nashville bar and then piss in the bed.
He probably deserved it anyway.
And then piss in the bed. Well, of course he deserved
it. The bed deserved it. Dude, Bruno just pulled up right now. You know, he literally just pulled out of bed right now.
Good for him.
Just kind of getting out of bed.
I like Bruno's life. I want to, when I die and come back, I want Bruno's life.
He's got a good life, dude.
He was like carnivore. I want to eat some carnivore.
I mean, technically, he's kind of on the carnivore diet. There's some veggies in his food, but it's mainly meats.
Yeah, you go, Bruno.
Yeah. And his food bill, it's fucking expensive, dude. Yeah. We're looking about every $200 in food a month now.
That's not that bad.
Some would think it's crazy. I don't. I would go 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, but I think he's doing good right now.
It's for my boy Bruno.
Yeah, he's fine. He's doing good. Mm-hmm. Sleeping until fucking 4.
Hell yeah. He's living the life, sir. So anyways, I obviously I'm not going to start before Taco Weekend. So I turned 50. What, no, this not eating, just eating, you know, a little better.
Oh, I know. Because you're going to, you'd be throwing it down the tube by the time you get here.
Yeah. So,
because the day you fly in, we're going to LA. I'm thinking of changing it up this year, brother.
Okay. I'm listening.
I mean, technically, it's not really going to be Taco Weekend because our boy doesn't want to eat a lot of
for
tacos.
Sure. And it's my 50th, and it could be whatever the fuck we want. We're just going to have a good time. We're going to eat some good food. We don't have to.
I'm
going to
take us on a ramen tour.
Okay. I like that.
I think we're going to go to some pretty legit ramen spots in LA and hit a few ramens.
I like that.
I love fucking ramen.
I do too. It's my 50th. Yeah. We can do whatever the fuck. And then when I get home, when I get back, try to lose some pounds.
Try to work that hobbit off.
I don't drink a whole lot anyways. Like on my weekends, I may have a bourbon, maybe two if I'm getting a little frisky. Once in a blue moon, like maybe a couple times a year, I drink way too much.
I won't do that.
So again, drinking isn't really my problem. It's the eating the fucking sugars and the shit.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to take us for ramen. We're going to go tiki, and we'll probably hit up Tacos Los Cholos to end the night. So we're going to get our foodie scene in that Thursday.
Los Cholos.
Ribeye.
Oh, no.
Fucking tacos.
Dude. That fucking pork.
Did I send you the picture from there?
It's almost been a year. I still think about those pork belly tacos.
I think I sent you a video recently.
I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I may have masturbated to those fucking pork belly tacos.
It's not unheard of. That's your American right, and that's what we're trying to protect right now.
Exactly.
And so you know what? For those of you who don't believe that he has the right to masturbate to good-looking tacos, you know what you can go do?
You can go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Don't let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that precious building down. Don't let them tear that dear old building down. There's not another like it in the country or the town.